Okay, guys, haven't done one of these in a while, so I thought I should. In fact, I don't think I've done one since the Apple Festival. That's been a while ago. At least for me it has, in terms of recording these. So, yeah. Anyway, just laying here on the couch. It's kind of a cloudy day. And, actually, I've been dragging all day for some reason. Not sure if it's the weather in terms of, like, the cloudiness or the low barometric pressure or both. But, took a nap about 10 o'clock this morning for about an hour. Missed a good deal of car talk, although they're doing reruns, so it's not as bad as if it were still, if they were still new. And now I'm trying to decide what kind of afternoon tea I want. Yeah, I know, right? none of it really sounds good, although I know I want some afternoon tea because it's that kind of weather out there. I need something warm and cozy and inviting. I'm actually laying here in a snuggie too, so anyway, just in case you wanted to know. I always wanted to try some, well, not always, but recently. Wanted to try some Russian tea. And it's really hard to find around here. Of course, you know, this is southern Indiana, so go figure. Although, I went up to B-Town and went to, like, a place where they have a huge amount of teas, and they didn't even have anything. I guess there's a, I think it's Tea Bags, a variety called Russian Caravan, which I've heard of before, but I've never had it, and I'm not sure how authentic or how good it is. If any of y'all have had it, let me know. I gather Russian tea has sort of a smoky flavor, and that sounds intriguing. It may actually be close to the rooibos tea that I have already. It sort of has a, it's hard to describe unless you have it. It's sort of got a barky flavor, sort of a tree, combined with a tree flavor. I know that sounds really amateurish to describe it like that. I'm not sure how else to describe it, but, and it has sort of a smoky backdrop to it. It's got a hint of sweetness in the background as well. It's got a reddish hue. Like I said, that's the best I can describe it. You have to have it. It's actually quite good, I think. So yeah, I don't know if Russian teas are generally like that or not. Not really a lot else to say. Like I said, I just thought I'd do one of these since it had been a while. And I hope I don't crash on the couch here shortly. So yeah. So I'll probably go and jump off here pretty soon. Yeah, I sound really, really tired, don't I? Yeah, I'll probably jump out of here soon and listen to some other folks. Booze. Booms. Whatever. Still can't get used to saying it. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed my Apple Festival booms. Still feels awkward to say it. Anyway, I enjoyed the Apple Festival, even though it was really cold and rainy most of the time. I did go to the parade. And it was cold and it rained. But anyway. So yeah, there was something else I was going to say as usual, but I can't remember what it was now. I just thought of rose tea. That actually sounds kind of good. I got some sweet rose tea a while back. I think it was called Yogi Tea. Up from the same store I mentioned earlier. And it really had a perfumey smell to it. And it tasted really amazing. Right now I have some low-calf white rose that I'm working on. I guess rose tea is really common in Asian countries, particularly China, but it's hard to find over here. That store I mentioned, it's actually called Tahara Mart, it's in Bloomington, is well known for carrying rare stuff, but a lot of the rare stuff I've tried to find has not been there. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but the dude up there that I mentioned it to knew about it, said he had a hard time getting hold of it, just like he's had a hard time getting hold of Russian tea. What if that's not the excuse for I just don't have it? Anyway, I don't know. I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but you know, you have to be cynical about these things. Or I don't know, maybe at least I do. But the drink I mentioned, I guess it was Pakistani in origin, and it was sort of like drinking cherry pie. It wasn't, of course, non-alcoholic, cherry drink that had sort of a sugary sweetness going on behind it. Like I said, it was about like, it was sour cherry, but it had sweetness in it too. It was about like, as I say, eating cherry pie. So yeah. Can't find that either anywhere. So. Alright, guys. Guess I'll talk to y'all later for about the third time. Bye, guys. Speech on. Publish. Button.